Okay, good morning, good chodesh, Freilich Hanukkah. We are on the new parak called Pigia. Last week we finished the chapter called Rina. Rav Pinkus described, again, he continued the difference between Shira and Zimra, a song with without words versus a song with words, and then he had an editorial comment at the end about the quality of Jewish music today, how it no longer lifts our spirits, but rather it gyrates our bodies, imitating the rock music of our time, but that a true authentic niggun of yesteryear is able to really lift our soul. But anyway, we're on to a new topic, a new word, the next synonym in the language of Tanakh, of davening, and that is the language of Pigia. This comes from a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, the 7th chapter, V'yata altis palel ba'ad ha'amazeh, V'yatisa ba'adam rina utfila, V'yatifka bi. Tifka, don't daven, don't turn to me in davening. So again, Rav Pinkus' thesis is that every different nuanced synonym represents a different type of davening. So what is this type of davening called pegiya? Hapegiya hi ribui bebakashus ba'akshanus kidei lahasig davar hatzarach lo ma'od. Pegiya is davening to God with a sense of stubbornness. Stubbornness. You know when your kid wants something desperately and they will not give up? They hack you and hack you and hack you and hack you. Please, can I please, please? They just don't leave you alone. The stubbornness, the tenacity, the drive, they will not leave you alone. So we are the kids of the Almighty. We are the children of Hashem. And we have the capacity to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to, so to say, drive Him crazy with our persistence. V'chein mefarsh Rashi. Rashi says, in the Megillas Rus, on the Pasuk, Atifki bi milashan haftzara. Haino levakesh v'lachzor ulevakesh od. Va'od, ad shekeviyachol kilu eino nosei manucha v'shalva elav yizbarach, ad sheyase bakashaso. It means to continue to persist, to go back again and again and again stubbornly, and not to take no for an answer. Just like our children sometimes don't take no for an answer from us, we as the children of Hashem should not take no. V'kachay satfilas Moshe Rabbeinu, shehirbe ma'od b'mine bakashos v'tainos k'minyan v'eschonon likanez l'Eretz Yisrael. And we have great precedent. You see, I might have thought this is a form of heresy. You know, when your father says no, he means no. It's disrespectful. Accept the no and move on. How could you possibly stubbornly continue to go to Hashem? Hashem is the Almighty, the Infinite. He knows most. But we have great precedent. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Eschanan Moshe Rabbeinu, continued to hound God to be able to enter Israel. Uksib b'tfilas Moshe b'parshas Kisisa, v'yata hanichali v'darshu chazal, amar Rabbi Avohu, ilmali mikra kosu v'yev shalo omro. Malamed says the Gemara in Barachos, she'tofsu Moshe l'kosh baruchu ga'odam she'tofes chaver b'bigdo. V'amar l'fanav ribonu shalolam, ein ani manichacha ad she'timcho v'tislach lahem. That after l'chita egel, Moshe Rabbeinu kiviyachol grabbed Hashem by the collar. You know, you grab someone by the shirt, you hold them and you say, I'm not letting go until you forgive the people. Moshe grabbed Hashem by his collar and he said, I am not letting go until you forgive your people. V'chein b'yitzchak, another person. V'yatar Yitzchak l'nochach ishto, perish Rashi, hirbe v'hifter b'tfila. Yitzchak did not leave Hashem alone regarding his wife becoming pregnant. He went back and back and back and back. He would not take no for an answer. V'chein mechana, shehir b'sa b'tfila ma'odat, sh'nismali b'kashasa, sh'nem arba, v'haya kir b'sal es balel, v'lomdu chazal, mikan sh'kol amar b'tfila ne'ne, says the Yerushalmi brachos, whoever dwells on their davening, they will be answered. So again, we have all these great precedents of individuals who did not take no for an answer. We think taking no for an answer is noble. Okay, I asked God, what could He do? He didn't give me a refuah shlema, didn't give me parnasa, didn't give me a zivug, didn't give me a baby, didn't, okay, I asked, he said no. No, there's a lashon of pegiya. There's a type of davening where you keep going back to Hashem three times a day, each and every day, and you say, Hashem, I'm not taking no for an answer. Hashem, I need you. Hashem, please intervene. Moshe and Rus, Chana and Yitzchak, v'chein darash chazal me'apasuk. Gam ki tir b'tar b'tfila eineni shomea mikan shalom kol amar b'tfila nene v'chein nagu kol hakadoshim kasherot lahasik davar ma shehir b'tfila shakash baruch hu asur ritzonam. We have precedent of all of our righteous ones who would not be satisfied with no. V'zeh kamashal ben haneha vel aviv. And this is a parable similar to a son who is beloved to his father. Shemach yir b'lahavtir b'aviv lo haref ein davar shal yuchal lahasik mimenu afilo ad glima da'a kasveh. So the son who continues to hound the parent will get anything from the parent. As long as they outlast the parent, they'll get anything. Right? It's when the parent gets vulnerable and tired and sick of it and distracted. Fine, have the toy. Fine, eat the fine, go to sleep late. Fine, you'll stay home from school tomorrow. Fine. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have those moments of vulnerability, but as our Father, He too, at some point, His Rachmanus kicks in. Imrak nirba v'nafzer b'tfilo b'li hafzik v'afilo ein ruyin anu l'fim ma'aseinu shetizkar b'tfilo aseinu. Even if we are unworthy because of our own virtue, afilo hach yimale Hashem kol mishal aseinu, imach ein hadavar l'ra aseinu. God will answer as long as it's not bad for us. I mean, this begs a question. Maybe I'll end with this. It begs a question. Hashem is omnipotent, Hashem is infinite, Hashem is all-knowing. If He says no, He's saying no because it's in our best interest that the answer be no. Why would we push Him to say yes? If my kid pushes me, I want to run in the middle of the street with a car coming. Please, I want to, please let me, please let me, please let me. So that kind of request, in a million years, it doesn't matter how far they push me, it doesn't matter how vulnerable I become, I'll never say yes. I'm never going to let him run in the middle of the street with a car coming. So why would God ever say yes to us if we push Him hard enough when He knows better what's good for us, what's right for us? I'll let you think about that question until next Wednesday.
Sometimes you have to take a little stumble. Though. Sometimes He wants you to really want it.
So sometimes He wants you to really want it. So that's what Rav Pinkus is saying here. The form of davening where you nudge Him until He says yes only works when that thing that you want is not really to your detriment. It's just that you don't deserve it. What you can make up for is the fact that you don't deserve it by nudging Him. You can't get Him to do something that's against your best interest by nudging Him. You can make up for the fact that you're undeserving. Even though you're undeserving, by nudging Him and reaching out to Him and turning to Him, that's how you could become to deserve it. That's how He answers the question. But it's a broader question with davening in general. Why daven to Hashem and ask Him to give me something that He wasn't otherwise giving me? If He knows best for me, shouldn't I defer to what He thinks is best, not what I think is best? It's a fundamental philosophical question about davening. Have a great Chanukah, good Chodesh. We'll pick it up next week.
Beautiful. Explain.